really exciting. That's how I would describe this hour of the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Wildly. Wildly exciting.
Glad you said wildly. I thought you said mildly.
No. It's Fun Friday. And we're going to play the same brain frame drain game.
Yay!
With Roberta Fasanelli. This is Heather's introduction into how foolish we really can get. Reverting back to the old Fun Friday days. So Roberta is here, and Jennifer Horn, and Heather Bachman. Rich McFadden is down having fun with his two children and his wife at Disney. I don't know if he's having fun or not.
Yes.
Yeah. I follow the man on Facebook.
Now, what
he's
is he?
Been
what
posting
he
pictures of the parties.
Pool.
Yeah, parties that themed like a pirate. He and Janet by the pool with the beer while the kids are playing in the pool. Yeah, he's fine. He's having a good time.
That's good. Okay, well, that's fine. For those who like that sort of thing, I'd rather be here in the cold and miserable.
Yeah, who wants
who wants to have fun down here? Yeah, right.
Sunshine.
Who needs that? Forget about it. All right. So, Roberta, you have freebies for our Fun Friday as well, right?
Actually,
Queen of Cheap.
Actually, Rich should be here because we've got some unbelievable Disney apps today. Yes, that are absolutely free. That if you go to Disney, you have to have these. They are a must.
Yes, a must.
Yes, a must.
All right, so we will go through those about a half hour from now, right?
Yes, yes, we will.
And Jennifer will have the latest from the world of television. What's on tonight? What are we going to see that's good this weekend?
And an update on one of my favorite shows, Fringe.
Yeah.
I'll give you an update on its
thumbs
future.
Up or thumbs down?
I can't tell you. You'll have to watch.
And the lady who was eliminated
from
American Idol last night. We'll have that story as well, right?
Oh, yeah, sure.
In a moment.
Whatever you say, Bob.
Very convinced that that's important.
Yes, I will have the in-depth story when we come back.
So those of you who would like to have your way with Roberta Fasanelli, now's the time to do it. 800-510-8255. If you're not familiar, I don't think, Heather, you haven't been here for a same brain frame drain game, have you?
I have not. I'm so excited. I can hardly contain myself.
All right, here's what happens. You will call us, you being you, 800-510-8255. And what will happen is I'll ask Roberta a series of questions from some... I don't want to give away too much of it, because if I do, then people get anticipatory. All right?
What's the theme? Is there a theme?
The theme is words.
Words. Okay.
Words. What is a word? I'll give you a word, and I'll give you four options, four possible meanings for the word. And Roberta will pick one. And if you agree with her, if you think she's picked the right one, then you get a point. You get 3 points. You win the swell prize. I will tell you that nobody there. What's the old story? Nobody ever leaves here alive. No one ever leaves here as a loser.
Mm-hmm.
One way or another, we will make you a winner. We have to bend the rules sometimes,
yes,
but the rules, after all, the rules of life are made to be bent, right? That's how it works. 800-510-8255. All right, so if you'd like to play, win a swell prize, and haven't played before, the observations are fun normally, and so you can help yourself to 800-510-8255. Meanwhile, there are rumors floating about, and I want to address those rumors right now, because... I get a kick out of people and how they are. Because Heather is here with me in the studio, the assumption is that she is my new girlfriend.
Oh, get out, really?
Yes. Aww. So that has happened in the past, and I think you know that.
Doug's working on it, but it hasn't happened yet.
I'm still holding out for Adam Levine, I told you.
Right.
You
know?
That's Doug's pickup line. Hey, want to be a co-host?
Yeah. Hey, want to be my producer?
Yeah, right. And so, in fact, that's where Heather came in. I met Heather on the farm because she was there visiting. She moved back. She comes from Framingham in these here parts. And so she was visiting the farm one day.
I was. What a jewel.
Noticed that she had lots of... I just saw her, and she was running around with her children, and I started a conversation with her.
Crazy little chick running around.
I
want to
know.
Chasing the rooster.
Yeah, right. She was chasing the rooster. And we now have two roosters, by the way.
Oh, so you didn't hit, you hit one of them, I know.
Well, we had two, then there was one, and now there are two again.
We had. Okay. Oh, I thought you meant we had to hit the roosters.
I don't know. You guys need to go to Facebook and check it out, because the roosters at Doug's farm are the biggest beasts
I've ever
seen.
No, there's one that's big, and then there's one that's sort of...
Well, the two, and one of them you ran over, but there were two that were huge.
Max, the big rooster that you see pictures of, he is awesome. I've never seen a rooster. I've never met a rooster like him, I'll tell you. Love him.
Right. All right, so anyway, I just wanted to address that because it seems to be something that people, some people anyway, are either concerned about or curious about or want to know. So I don't want Heather to be in an awkward position, and so that's the story. Heather is here to help me do a better radio program and help Jennifer and help Roberta and help Rich. And we're also starting a number of things, initiatives, if you will, including a video blog. We shot the first one yesterday.
Yes.
And it'll be up on...
YouTube momentarily.
Momentarily, okay. And the series is called, Does This Make Any Sense?
Does this make any...
And it's S-E-N-S-E with a line through it and C-E-N-T-S. It is my take on things that are done that don't make a whole lot of sense. And the first one has to do with the cutting down of a couple of trees.
Now, don't give too much
away. I'm not going to give too much away. No, I won't. All right. So that's that story. 800-510-8255. So we will play the same brain frame drain game.
Yay.
I'm looking at some of the contestants. Don't know quite how to go through and sort of sift out who would be the best person to work, to coagulate, if you will, with Roberta. But we'll figure that out in just a moment. 13 after the hour on Good Day.
Honda's really big sales event is here. Big deals. Big inventory. We have so many new Hondas, the universe had to expand just to make room. Want proof? Sorry, I can't help you there. I'm no astrophysicist. Not yet. All I know is we have tons of Hondas to choose from, including the Accord. Car and driver's 10 best to record 26 times. Well-qualified buyers can get the Accord with 0.9% APR financing. Right now, at your Honda dealer.
Car and driver, January 2012. See dealer for financing details.
Most of the time, I brought it on myself. But who could resist the perfect burger? I promised my tummy, never again. My tummy replied, embarrassing. Then I found Digestive Advantage. It's a supplement.
Shift Digestive Advantage dual-action formulas immediately begin to target your digestive needs.
My tummy liked that.
And with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support.
My tummy loved that.
Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage, with formulas for gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support.
Gardeners trust Miracle-Gro Shake and Feed to feed plants right. Plants need food, especially veggies. Lately, another company's been saying their plant food feeds twice as long as Shake and Feed. What they aren't saying? Their plant food actually feeds less. So we're saying it. Shake and Feed provides 72% more nutrition per application and is more in line with university recommendations for feeding many popular veggies. Hey, if we can save even one veggie, it'll be worth it. Miracle-Gro Shake and Feed. Everyone grows with Miracle-Gro.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
Referrals. Simple word, right? To a small business, referrals are solid gold. So how do you stir them up? Email marketing from ConstantContact.com. With Constant Contact, you get easy-to-use templates to showcase your business with photos and coupons. And best of all, it's easy for your customers to pass them along to others. In other words, help you generate the almighty referral. Plans as low as $15 a month. Get your free 60-day trial at ConstantContact.com. And let the referrals begin.
16 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Heather, Jennifer, and Roberta Fasanelli. Here is the same game frame.
Yay!
I'm not so excited.
We haven't
same
done this
brain
for a while.
Frame drain game. We haven't done this for a while. So let's welcome Margaret, who is from St. Mary's County, Maryland, to play the same brain frame drain game. Hello, Margaret.
Good morning.
Morning.
Hello, Margaret.
Margaret.
Good morning.
What do you like best about Roberta, Margaret?
I would probably say the Queen of Sheep.
You do like that.
Yes, a woman after my own heart.
Margaret's dialed in. I like her.
Do you actually benefit, Margaret? You take advantage of the things that are listed on the Queen of Cheap?
I to be honest with you, I haven't yet. I just love hearing it. I love to hear what's out there. And, you know, when I find something I can't live without, you bet I will.
All right. Well, we'll see if we can make this an experience you'll never forget. Now, you know how the rule
probably run away with dread.
The rule is you listen, I'll ask the question, give Roberta a couple of choices. She picks the right one, you agree, you get a point, and you get 3 points, you get the prize. Nobody loses here, Margaret. Here we go. Here we go. What is beepilepsy? B-E-P-I-L-E-P-S-Y. What is beepilepsy?
It's when Doug dances to doo-wop music.
The choices are beeping the car horn in road range, a bee having a seizure, or the brief seizure people sometimes have when their cell phone goes off. Beepilepsy, is it A, B, or C, Roberta?
I'm going to guess C.
C, you agree or disagree with that, Margaret?
I'm going to agree.
It is the brief seizure people have, perhaps, when their cell phones go off in a place where, for example, in movies, right? When the movie theater says, shut off your phone, you don't do it, it goes, baby, baby,
and you can't find it.
You can't find it.
You're digging in your bag or checking in your pockets, and you look like a total moron, and everybody's staring at you.
All right, let's see here. Do you have treptophilia? Treptophilia. If you have treptophilia, you have A, strep throat, B, an attraction to female nurses, or C, love of dinosaurs. Treptophilia is a strep throat.
What
attraction
if it's all of the above?
Or female nurses, or a love of dinosaurs. Roberta, what's your pick?
It's love of a female nurse who has strep throat riding a dinosaur.
All right. Would you like to pick one of those?
I disagree.
You disagree. Good for you, Margaret.
Told you Margaret dialed in.
Let's say C.
C. You say love of dinosaurs?
Yeah.
No. So she's right because you picked the wrong one anyway. The answer is an attraction to female nurses.
All right.
Okay. Got it?
Treptophilia. Yeah,
so she has
Doug
points.
Suffers about that with it. That's how he knows the name.
Right.
I thought he said tractophilia first.
All right.
It's a fear of...
Do you believe in catarrholesis?
Catarrholesis.
Do you believe in catarrholesis? And if you believe in catarrholesis, you either... Let's see here. You let off steam by cursing. You love your cat more than your spouse. Or you believe to a dog that you are the family. In other words, like Charlotte's part of my family. Would there be a connection with A, B, or C there, Roberta?
I think it's B.
You think it's B. You agree or disagree with that, Margaret?
All agree.
Nope.
Oh.
It's A, letting off steam by cursing. Right?
Being a New Yorker, I should have known that.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, you should
have. What a blankety stupid question.
All right, let's see here. A gawkhammer. If you're a gawkhammer. Why are you laughing, Ari? I haven't given you any of the... All right. A greeter at Home Depot, a native of Gawkhammer, Germany, or a clumsy person. Is it A, B, or C, Roberta?
I'm not going to say what I'm thinking.
Now, C. Agree or disagree, Margaret?
Did you spell it?
No. Pick A, B, or C, quickly. Or disagree?
Agree.
Did she say agree?
Agree.
Give her the prize!
Yay! Good job, Margaret.
This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in. That's almost one per block. Will that one home be yours? Well, I found an amazing little gadget to keep the bad guys fooled, and it's called Fake TV. Fake TV is a low-cost, small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV. When you go on summer vacation, yes, get rid of the obvious signs you're away by stopping the mail in the paper, but go a step further in fooling crooks with Fake TV. At only $34.95, what? That can't be right. Yes, for only $34.95, Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked and all your possessions gone. Fake TV simulates the light from a real TV and can be programmed just like a lamp on a timer. Use Fake TV in any room for just $34.95 and get additional Fake TVs for only $29.95. Go to FakeTV.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV, 877-5-FAKE-TV, or go to FakeTV.com. For safety, security, and peace of mind, use Fake TV.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Jennifer, what's the story with the other night? I don't know if it wasn't last night. I think it was the night before when Ryan supposedly was sick.
Oh, he had like some kind of terrible bacteria. He went through two IV bags just off stage. And Nigel Lithgow was going to step in for him and actually run the show, but he made it at the last minute. He did miss the dress rehearsal, but he made it for the night show.
Who's
but
Nigel?
He's the executive producer of the show.
Okay,
we've actually had him on here before.
And quickly you forget.
Yeah, the only thing that was kind of gross is that Ryan was touching everybody. Now, if you're that sick, are you really going to put your arm around everybody and hug everybody? Ew.
Probably not. All right, let's see.
I want a bubble.
Last night's American Idol started with Roger Taylor and Brian May performing song called Somebody to Love.
Singing Queens, Bohemian.
Heather, you're the person without a life. You watched this last night?
I actually watched this, too,
last
night.
You know what? Honestly, I was doing some research on the 50 states and Division.
Really?
Yes.
Division.
Division.
No kidding. I think that's called homework.
Yes, I was.
Really?
Fourth grade homework I was doing.
Oh, okay. So that means we didn't
that's
get
to gets hard.
It does.
Yeah, that's when the math goes, say what? What is this? A rhombus? Come on.
New math.
Don't talk like that.
All right. So anyway, what do we think of this?
This was good. He got a standing ovation.
Really?
Yeah. Again, you have to like Queen to like these songs, you know, but it was good. It was a good performance.
Queen's been the whole week, or I thought that was the other night.
They were the songs from the other night. The contestants each had to perform a song from Queen and then a song of their choosing.
Ah, from Queen.
No, any song. So they performed twice last night, the night before last.
Oh, yeah, okay. All right. I don't know that there is any people. It won't hurt anybody if I tell you right off who lost last night. Who got eliminated? Is anybody bothered
about it? You can tell us. It's old news now. We got to know.
At least it's Testoni. We pronounced that correctly, finally, I think, right? Testoni?
And I saw her perform. I thought she was really good. She had a lot of stage presence. But Steven Tyler made a good point. I guess her second song, the one that she picked after the Queen song, was one that no one knew.
Well, here's
and,
a,
this oh,
is
go ahead.
Her send-off song is Whole Lot of Love. She doesn't look like she'd sound like this.
No.
To me.
She's very folky looking, kind of long, curly-ish, blonde hair.
Yeah. Right. All right, so she didn't make it. So what do we think about those who are left? Was that the right choice in terms of all the contestants for her to be eliminated? Does that make sense?
Probably.
Or would you rather have seen somebody else go?
No, I think she was probably the right one.
Yeah. What about it, Heather?
Well, the little blonde chick.
Yeah, she sang really well.
She
sang really well, though.
I missed her last night.
Holly, yeah.
I can live without her.
Live without it.
I think I could, yeah.
All right, well, too bad she's back next week.
Yep, I'll have to live with her.
She was in the bottom, though. That makes you feel better.
All right, Ellen DeGeneres talked on her program yesterday to last week's cast-off, Colton Dixon, about his experience.
You were a front runner, and I thought you were going to do very well, and were you shocked like I was?
You know, I was a little shocked I went home because I'd never been in the bottom, but I had a feeling I was going to be in the bottom. Everyone did so well that week.
Yeah.
You know, you got to be on your A game every week, and I think I wasn't quite there that week, so I was expecting that, but I was a little shocked I'm here.
Yeah, I know, especially your first time in the bottom three to go home. Again, a lot of people have been in the bottom three, and they don't go home, and your first time was just... And so Jessica was also a front runner. They saved her because, and I think that kind of put everybody at jeopardy then, even the favorites.
Yeah, we were completely shocked that Jessica was in the bottom. According to America, it's been a shocking couple weeks.
Yes.
I guess everyone went to bed early the past couple weeks. But, you know, I'd much rather go out having America shocked than America be like, it's his time. So.
Yeah, that's true, because you have a lot of fans on your side, you know, waiting to see what you're going to do next.
Yeah.
Right?
Absolutely.
All right, so here's Colton Dixon performing Piano Man on The Ellen Show.
Sing us a song, you're the piano man. Sing us a song tonight. From all you for melody.
Nice.
I liked him. I definitely would have kept him. I would have let Elise go. I definitely would have let Holly go. And I would have kept him over them.
I wonder if men watching. Do any men watch the show?
Oh, yeah.
How many men are there in the audience? I'm now tripping.
That's half,
all right, so here's the reason I asked that question now in my mind. I'm seeing Tony lived right down the street from the CBS studios on Beverly where they tape American Idol. And the kids are out there. So I drive down Beverly a lot, and it happens, you know, when they have American Idol, they start the things. And the people are outside in the middle of the afternoon, lined up all around the...
lined around the block.
Yeah, around the block.
Right. Wow.
And now I'm sort of doing an... you know how Poppy Montgomery plays this woman on Unforgettable that doesn't remember... I mean, that doesn't forget anything. She looks at something and she remembers. And I'm actually fairly good at that. And I'm now in my mind thinking as to whether or not I've seen a man waiting in line to go into American Idol, and I can't tell you that I think I have. I don't watch the show.
Or would he admit to it if he did?
Well, but I mean, you guys are watching the show, looking out in the audience, do you see any men in the audience? How often do you see a man in the audience?
I think that's pretty evenly. I don't think it's all women in the audience. I think it's pretty evenly just.
I want to hear from a man who watches American Idol. 800-510-8255. I just want to, and I'm not... There's nothing, there's no grind here. I just would be curious as to why you like American Idol. 800, not that it's wrong to like American Idol. I just think it's I like chick flicks. I like to go to gym, but I don't care for...
And you wear pink shirts too, right?
I do, but I don't care for American Idol much. 800-510-8255. Men who watch American Idol have...
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
So you're a maker of something. Woodcrafts, fishing lures, glass designs, jewelry, purses, perfumes, goat's milk soap. Whatever it is, you made it here in America. Now you're eager for people to buy your products right here locally, instead of buying competing products made on the other side of the world, right? Then you need to check out localmakers.com. Support America. Buy and sell locally at localmakers.com. Doesn't matter if you're a home-based business or a major manufacturer. Localmakers.com offers an easy way to connect with customers within your local community, as well as across the U.S., simply by entering a zip code. And there's no cost to join. So if you're a maker who needs buyers, go to localmakers.com and stock your products on one of our shelves. Localmakers.com, promoting, preserving, and supporting your neighbor's manufacturing businesses.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Friday, the Doug Steffen Good Day program for the 27th of April. We are here to lead you on your quest for a good weekend. Are you confident that you will have a good weekend? All those who are planning a good weekend, raise your hands, please. Up higher.
Me.
More.
Me.
Higher.
Me.
Have you crystallized your ideas as to what you are going to do this weekend, Jennifer?
I'm
what are you going
to Stagecoach. I'll be outdoors in 100-degree heat watching country music all weekend.
Ah. Roberta, yep. What are you going to do to have fun this weekend?
Well, I'm supposed to be going to Jazz Fest, but I'm waiting to hear about the funeral arrangements of a close friend of ours who died yesterday.
Right. So that won't
see
be
what's
fun.
What's going on. That, well, no, not really. Right. But
celebrating his life. See, the guy is...
Well, we're going to celebrate his life,
Yeah, celebrate his life, exactly. And Heather, what are you going to celebrate this weekend?
I'm going to celebrate hanging curtains.
Hanging curtains!
Hanging curtains! I did that last night. It's a good time. It is, isn't it?
Right.
Hanging curtain is just, standing up precariously on the top of a ladder, hoping that you don't fall off as you put the curtain
on. Yeah, and these are massive, massive windows.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, like mine, yeah.
Like, it's an old farmhouse, so they're the massive, massive windows that are like 3 stories high, basically, at least to my 5 foot self. That's how they seem. So there's some big curtains I'm hanging.
Big
my windows are 100 inches high.
All right, so
what are you doing, Dougie? You have to tell us, too.
Let's see. I'm getting on a... Tonight I'm going to my niece's 16th birthday party.
Mm-hmm.
A special is a... It's supposed
sweet
to be...
Sweet 16?
Right. Sweet 16 party. And then tomorrow morning I'm going to fly to Los Angeles and have a meeting with some radio folks at lunch. And then I'm going to join your father and some other folks over at Mr. Shatner's place for a horse show.
That's right, the Celebrity Horse Show.
I have not ever met Bill Shatner before.
Sponsored by Priceline.com.
Yes, Priceline.com. No, I don't think it is anymore, is it?
It is, it is.
Oh, is
the
really?
Horse show is still sponsored by Priceline.
All right, all right.
Yeah.
And then on Sunday, my daughter and her husband are moving from one house to another house, so I'm going to help them move. And on Monday, I'm going to have a couple of business meetings and one proctology exam, probably not being facetious. And then Tuesday I'll be back here on the farm. That's it. There it is in a nutshell. Is anybody...
Easy peasy.
Yeah, there's no such a thing. See, I like... If I were here, I'd be on the farm plowing, getting ready to plant the corn. And that's fun for me. It's whatever it is that you like to do.
I'm actually also going to be looking at houses with a best friend tomorrow.
Are you?
I'm really excited. I love that.
You like to do that, too.
I do.
All right, I have asked, we were having a conversation as the last half hour ended about American Idol. And I made an observation that not many men either watched American Idol or were in the audience at American Idol. So I'm not sure whether these gentlemen would beg to disagree with me or not, but I said if they were men who watched American Idol or who had ever been to American Idol, I was happy to hear from them. Let's visit with Josh down in Lake City, Florida, listening to The Jet. Hi, Josh.
Watch American Idol.
Hey, how you doing?
All right, so Josh, first thing you got to do, I'm going to put you on hold. Peter, or whoever's answering the phone is doing a bad job. You got to turn your radio off, otherwise we will not be able to understand you. So hold on for a second while he does that. We'll talk to Mike, who watches American Idol. Mike, do you do that?
Yes, I do, and you're correct, Doug. Other than the celebrities and the family members, if you look at the audience, it's about 75% female in the audience of the actual studio. And the other thing is, if you look at the winners of the last four or five seasons, they've all been male, which tells you that the overwhelming audience that's voting are the young girls between 12 and, you know, 25 years old. Because the last female winner, I think, was Fantasia, and that was about 6 years ago. Of course, prior to that, Kelly Clarkson and Carrie Underwood.
You're serious.
But, you know, they've all been males, and they're all, I would say, modestly successful in the last 4 or 5 years. It's like the cute factor, this guy is a nice guy, I'd like him to be my boyfriend or something, versus commercial sales have been virtually nothing for these guys.
Well, but there have been a few. Kelly Clarkson comes to mind. Hasn't she been pretty successful?
Well, I'm saying the men. The men haven't done years.
Right, I think you're right about that. Who was the gay guy that came in second? Adam Lambert. And he did pretty well, but he basically was playing on the notoriety he got from being gay.
Well, he's going on Broadway also. And who am I thinking of? Last season's winner, Scotty McCreery, is actually doing really well. He won the New Artist of the Year in the Country.
And we like him. We like this guy. Awesome. I think we all pretty much liked him. Yeah. All right, Mike, I appreciate your, under the circumstances, besides American Idol, let me ask you what other shows like that you want to watch. Oh, he hung up. All right.
He's done.
All right, Josh, you fixed your phone. Go ahead. You're an Idol fan, a watcher. What's your deal with American Idol? What do you think of it?
I like watching it. I don't vote, but I watch it every Wednesday and Thursday night. And I know of a couple other guys that I work with. They watch it. That's how I started watching it. I always used to think the same thing. You know, that was a woman's show. But I started watching it. It kind of got a hold of me. And I enjoy it.
So what is there about it that grabs you?
I like music. I listen to a lot of music, and it's interesting to see new people and, you know, what they can do.
How do you listen to your music? Do you have an iPod? How do you get what you want to listen to?
Mostly with my phone. I have, like, a Pandora app and things like that.
Mm-hmm. But when you're listening to the radio, you listen to conversation radio, spoken word formats, huh?
Yeah.
Right. Mostly this station?
Yep.
Do you download any things using that same technology? Do you ever download things from other talk radio programs? Or do you pretty much listen to them live? Yeah.
Not live. Often. This station is usually what I hear when I'm at work, because this is what everybody else listens to. So.
Really?
And like this morning, I jumped in the car. I'm heading to Valdosta now, and this is what was on, and I just heard you guys talk about it, so I started listening.
Oh, cool. So why don't you give a plug for your business, as long as everybody in your business is listening to The Jet. Tell us what the business is.
I work for CBI Unlimited. We do leather interiors. We do all factory upgrades for any make and model. We do a lot for dealerships, and we also do retail work.
Talking about seats in cars.
Correct.
Yeah. Is that a good business? Is business good?
Yeah, it's doing okay.
Why are you going to Valdosta? There aren't enough cars in Lake City to fix?
We do a lot of work for dealerships. And I'm actually heading to Valdosta Toyota to pick up a Camry to do leather in.
Oh, yeah. So do you do the work yourself, or are you a management type guy?
No, I do work myself. I install the leather, and we do spray and bed liners. We do a whole mess of stuff.
You have fun at your job? You like it?
Yeah.
Good. Good for you. It's good to be happy at what you do. You sound like a good guy, Josh. I'm glad you called. Thank you. Appreciate it. So he's, you know, I'm making a suggestion that
the big rugged tough guys don't watch.
That guy, nothing wrong with him.
Sounds like a manly man.
Sounds like
a
manly man
totally.
To me. Yeah,
totally.
As a matter of fact, Jennifer would like your number, Josh.
That's right. We can watch American Idol together.
All right. Roberta doesn't want anybody's number, but she's got your number if you want some freebies. It's Fun Friday on Good Day, and the Queen of Cheap has her
stuff. She's the Queen of Cheap. The diva of
Tucson.
It's Roberta Fessinelli.
Freebies! Okay, let's start with all the free stuff. We got a free blood glucose meter and a meal planner. I guess if you're diabetic, you could get this. Or if you just want to see what your blood glucose levels are, you could get this. A pre-Prilosec sample. We also have a Carnation instant breakfast sample. A free sample of Finnish quantum dishwashing product. I love that word. Product. We have a free Mother's Day card from Card Store Every Day. And this isn't free, but it was such a good deal, and it's only this weekend that I had to list it. It's Macy's. Save 25% off your entire purchase, either in-store or online. We have the coupon codes for you. We also have a free lifetime membership to a great website. I've been using this myself called Food on the Table. What it is, it's a meal planning service, and you put in your zip code, and they aggregate all of the coupons and specials going on at all of the grocery stores around you, and then you could build meals around what the sales are for that week. It's really very cool, and you can save a ton of money with it. And we've also got three free Walt Disney apps for you. Rich should have taken these with him when he went down to Disney this weekend. What it is that you use these apps to find out exactly how long the wait is at the different attractions at Disney.
Okay, I've used this app. It is awesome. It tells you when to fast pass. It tells you how long the lines are. It's awesome.
And there's three different ones. We've got three different ones listed, both for droids and for iPhones. So these are, don't go to Disney without them. Otherwise, you'll wind up waiting, you know, 6 hours for The Little Mermaid or something like that. And you'll find all of these things on DougStephan.com. Just look for the Queen of Cheap section. And another great way to save money is to go to a website called Vitacost.com. You know, we were talking about sales at grocery stores and coupons and things like that. But a lot of times you can clip a lot of coupons, but they really don't save you money because it's for stuff you really don't want. But you can go to Vitacost.com and experience something they call Mominomics. What it is that Vitacost.com has all of your better household essentials, health and beauty products, vitamins, supplements. They even have natural and organic foods. And you get all of these at up to 50% off. Plus, Vitacost.com ships every order over $49 right to your door. So if you take your shopping list to Vitacost.com, you can take the cost out of healthy living. And check out DougStephan.com. Queen of Cheap website for all these great deals.
16 before the hour. Jennifer updates us on the latest television news in a moment here on Good Day.
Most of the time, I brought it on myself. But who could resist the perfect burger? I promised my tummy, never again. My tummy replied, embarrassing. Then I found Digestive Advantage. It's a supplement.
Shift Digestive Advantage dual-action formulas immediately begin to target your digestive needs.
My tummy liked that.
And with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support.
My tummy loved that.
Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage, with formulas for gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support.
Do you have a used or vintage musical instrument at home gathering dust? Guitar Center's experts are interested in buying it from you now through Sunday. You don't even need to be a musician. Look in attics and basements because we'll pay you top dollar for qualified guitars, amps, pedals, keyboards, drums, and more. It's the Used and Vintage Gear Expo at your local Guitar Center. Now through Sunday. Looking to upgrade? We'll buy qualified used and vintage gear and give you a 15% discount on new gear. You can even trade gear. Find details and your local store at GuitarCenter.com.
Every year, more than 1 million young children enter school with unidentified learning and health issues that put them far behind their peers. According to Easter Seals, kids who are screened and identified before the age of 5 have a much better chance of success. Eileen Howard Boone of CVS Caremark describes how they're working with Easter Seals to help families with children at risk.
We want parents to realize that timing is everything. Easter Seals Make the First 5 Count program is designed to help parents detect and treat developmental delays in their children. CVS Caremark Charitable Trust is excited to now offer parents free access to an online screening tool that can help track a child's development through age 5.
Widely used by healthcare professionals with parents, Brooks Publishing's Ages and Stages questionnaires are now available for free online at makethefirst5count.org. The tool monitors developmental milestones and identifies potential issues so concerns can be readily addressed. I'm John Dridden.
And now Geico presents 30 Seconds with Maxwell the Pig.
Hey, everyone. I'm Maxwell, and my life is kind of awesome because whenever Geico wants to talk about their new mobile app, they're like, hey, Maxwell, you feel like coming to the studio and talking about how the app lets you manage your policy, you know, and get roadside help and even customize it with your favorite Geico character? And I'm like, maybe. Are there going to be snacks?
Everything you love about Geico, now mobile. Download the new Geico app today. There was
57 channels. Time now for us to check the latest from television. Interesting, we had a poll yesterday, Jennifer.
Uh-huh.
How do you usually watch your favorite television shows? And 37% who responded at DougStefan.com said you watch your favorite shows on television live. 21% said on my DVR when I get around to it.
That's me.
15% said network websites. 11% said Hulu. Let's see here. 10% said iTunes and 9% said other. So television still is number one.
Peering in your neighbor's window, I think, is what you mean by other, right?
Yeah, that could be it. I thought that was an interesting, that's a really a pretty interesting overview. Imagine how it would have been if you asked the same question even a year ago, how the results would have been different. And how many people watch your network website? I do that once. I did it with 24 when I missed an issue.
Oh, yeah. Well, you catch up.
I'd go to Hulu or to Fox. And
the other cool thing now, on-demand's really ramped up. So your cable network or your cable provider's providing you with the shows the day after the air, which is kind of cool.
Right.
I've been doing that a lot if I miss something. All right, speaking of things I've been missing lately, I'm a little behind, but I absolutely love, love, love the show Fringe. I know that Roberta watches it, Heather watches it, Doug, we have to get you hooked. But
why? It's going away.
It is, but you should watch from the beginning now. Fox announced yesterday, Fringe has always been kind of a low ratings getter, but it's a really good show, and the people at Fox know that. So I think they did something really fair. They said that Fringe will be back next season. They're only giving it 13 episodes, but at least they're giving them 13 episodes to wrap it up and make it give it a good send-off, which is kind of cool. So according to J.J. Abrams, he has a wild and thrilling ending planned for Fringe, which is kind of cool. I'm looking forward to that. Also good news, Gary Sinise was in a car accident, a pretty severe car accident.
Hey, that's good news.
No, he had an accident on March 30th. What's good is that he's making his first public appearance after his car accident last month. He's got a performance with his band today, the Lieutenant Dan Band, at a benefit. You can go
see
it.
Was he in New York City? Because the show shot
Brooklyn,
in New York.
Yeah, Brooklyn Center for Performing Arts.
No, where did he have the accident?
You know, I don't know, actually. But I do know that he didn't break anything, but he had a lot of torn up muscles in his neck. He also had a concussion, and he can't even remember the accident, which is kind of scary. I know.
Yeah,
not good at all. Speaking of accidents, ABC was going to do a pilot with Delta Burke called Counterculture. She injured herself pretty badly and when she fell during the production of the pilot, so now the whole thing's been shelved. One fall, and that's it. Off the shelf. Right. Yeah. A new reality show is coming to TV. It combines The Biggest Loser with some of those pregnant mom shows.
Oh, no.
It's called Obese and Expecting, and it attracts four morbidly obese women who are also moms-to-be. It will seriously examine the issues that surface as women attempt to survive pregnancy while dealing with health issues surrounding their weight. Yeah. Isn't that great?
All right. The holograms that seem to be getting popular. Jennifer and I were talking earlier about how disgusting I think it is that someone came up with the idea of teaming Justin Bieber, that little twerp, with
Elvis.
Uh-huh.
Isn't that awful? Can you imagine anything worse than that?
Yes, I can imagine things worse than that. Yeah. Famine. War.
Yeah, okay. Thank you.
Cher. Justin Bieber and Cher.
Yeah, perfect. John's in York, Pennsylvania. You're an Idol fan too, John, eh?
Yeah, I'm a little late calling in on it.
That's okay. No, I'm happy to hear from you because I'm interested.
Stand up and be counted.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was 59 years old in January, so I'm...
Happy birthday.
Yeah. Next year's the 60. I don't like that. But anyhow, I'm a musician. I play guitar, piano. I've played in bands and things. And I watch it because I like to watch and see these... who America votes for, who they think is a good musician, and sometimes I'm very surprised who they think is a good musician.
Yeah. All right, so you have the inside track, sort of the expertise of someone who's trained or who's professional, so you look at it from a different point of view. That's very informative. John, thanks for the call. Good to hear from you. Have a great weekend. 51 after on Good Day.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorne, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course, information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com. That's crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
This is the place to be. Tom Parsons is here to help us with your travel plans. He is the man that runs bestfares.com. You can go online anytime. Actually, you can go to DougStefan.com and click on Tom's picture in the the contributors box. There are a number of ways you can get this info. This may be the easiest for you. And see the special deals he puts together with his staff for Doug Stefan listeners every week. Last week, a couple of things. The man at the Portland airport who stripped down following the week before the lady stripped down, and then the TSA and this ridiculous, more than ridiculous story. It's a reason, it really is a legitimate reason to get angry. This 4-year-old girl who's trying to hug her grandmother goodbye, and the TSA completely blows it. They are such jerks, Tom. They really are. The way this stuff gets so badly handled, it's just amazing.
Yeah. Well, you know, the it's probably what I guess if we had to take it's still one of the travelers, even though everybody seems to have a gripe about an airline, it's still one of our number one gripes is a flyer. You know,
yeah.
The shoes. I can't tell how many countries I've been into that the shoe requirement's no longer required.
Right.
You know, it's like
we're the last on, and it's just because it's the routine. We don't want to change the routine, or it's the control, the smarminess. This doesn't affect, they're not all this way, but as much as I travel and see these people and how they are different, the rules are even different at every airport, and the way they treat people, for example, if you choose not to go through the X-ray machine, set you aside as if you were a piranha, and they punish you. And I've called this to the attention of supervisors, and they give me this look like, who are you, sir? I'm an American, and I have a right not to go through your GD machine.
I know. That's the same thing. Remember they did the shoe policy. It was not official yet.
Right.
And I said, oh, so you're saying I don't have to take off my shoes? No, we're just saying we'd like to see you take your shoes off, but you're not required. And then I said, fine, I'm not taking them off.
Right.
Well, they had three guys on top of me.
Sure.
Boom, boom, boom.
Yeah.
You know, harassment, harassment, harassment. Wow. But it was not even part of the rule yet. But,
right.
And I guess where my wife went, she ran down the hall and said, "You're getting away from this guy."
Yeah. I'm divorcing you.
I'm divorcing you right now.
All right.
Hey, let me talk about a deal, though.
Yeah.
Europe. I've been telling, we had one up until April 12th, went away. Today we put a whole list of airfares up there where we, you know, of different places where we've seen big price drops, some like Athens, up to $600 off. But this morning, United and some other airlines came in and made it even lower that's on your chart. So whatever you see on the chart, you're probably going to find it anywhere between $50 to $100 cheaper than it was yesterday. So
yeah.
We're going to start to see a good battle for late. And September is a great time to go. And Lisbon's a little hidden secret, too. Think of Lisbon, Madrid, and Barcelona. Those are cheap places right now.
So in terms of the summer, what is the most popular? Is it the usual stuff? Everybody wants to go to England, or are there some new destinations that seem popular because they might be a little less expensive?
Well, I think if you're looking for a good deal in June, in July and August, we think Brussels looks real good as a gateway. It's about anywhere between $400 to $500 cheaper than Amsterdam, Dusseldorf, and about $200 and some cheaper than Paris. But it's a good gateway to pick up the Eurorail, see a little bit of Europe. It's a good gateway. Another city that's real hot right now is out of New York, JFK, or Newark, into Berlin, which is a great city, too. And it gets you all, and Germany is super high this year, but it might be a good gateway to sneak into because the fare is only $679 round trip during the summer.
All right. Now, New York is usually considered the main gateway on the East Coast. Newark is basically right across the water as a crow flies, about 4 or 5 miles at the most. Is there a deal? Is it more expensive, less expensive? Because many of the airlines that fly to Europe, the destinations are the same out of both airports. What is cheaper, if you go to Newark or if you go to JFK?
They're pretty close because you get all the international airlines. If Continental is really the headquarters over there in Newark, you do have some international airlines going there, but, you know, whatever's piggybacking out of there. But the one I'm talking about, to Berlin, that is actually, it was started by Air Brussels or Brussels Air or something like that. And and with one-stop service into Berlin. And then that Lufthansa and Air France and a few other guys came back and matched it. And
wow.
Both airports. But if you look at Dallas to Berlin during the summer, $1,700.
Oof.
So why not hop into New York? I love New York for 2 or 3 days. Then I got to leave.
I like New York.
Then just jump on that plane, go over to Berlin, and just visit Europe cheap.
Tom Parsons, editor and publisher of BestFares.com.